What is up, everyone? Welcome to DC Standem, your guided tour of the DC Multiverse. I am your host, Mike Cicchini, the editor-in-chief of DennyGeek.com. And each week, I'm bringing you discussions with writers, artists, actors, and experts covering everything from DC Comics, DC TV shows, to the big screen of the DCEU. But you probably know all that already because I say it every episode, right? And sometimes there's more than one episode a week. Then again, sometimes I skip a week too, so maybe you shouldn't take me too seriously. Anyway, forget all that. This episode, we have the brilliant Rosie Knight talking to Mark Silvestri about Batman and the Joker, the deadly duo. And the first issue of that is out now from DC Comics. And folks, this book is stunning. It might be the best work of Silvestri's impressive career. And of course, that is saying something. The first issue is fascinating. It's dark. It's weird. It's obviously beautifully illustrated. And it's apparently out of continuity, but it's still a very recognizable take on The Dark Knight and The Clown Prince of Crime. But you don't need me to tell you all this. Here's Rosie and Mark to walk us through it. Quick warning, minor spoilers await, very minor spoilers. Like maybe you want to read the first issue of this before you listen to the interview. Maybe you don't. But yeah, I don't think there's anything too crazy here. So here's Rosie and Mark to walk us all through it.
Hello, I'm Rosie Knight and we are in the Den of Geek Suite. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm with Mark Silvestri.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Doing great. What a show.
You're at all the conventions with Top Cow. You know, you guys always have a table. Got it right there. Yeah, got to represent.
Ooh, look at that. Yeah,
you know, right? What a coincidence.
I'm going to zoom in on that.
How does it feel this year, obviously still repping Top Cow, but being here as a part of DC and telling this, you know, DC story, which I think is your first DC interiors since like 96 or something?
Yeah, and that was just a pinup. You know, that was just a Batman black and white pinup that I did. But I actually started my career at DC. For a year, I was doing these books like House of Mystery and Ghosts,
cool
which
stuff.
Nobody
knows. No, that's the good stuff.
A great place to learn because nobody cares. You know? So you can make all the mistakes you want and it's all under the radar. But, you know, Jim Lee and I have been friends, obviously, for more than 30 years. Since he became the man over at DC, it's like, hey, when are you going to come do a Batman something? You do a great Batman. Come on, do Batman. I was like, dude, I have a business to run. You know, I have a life to lead. It's like, oh, and finally, it's like, I went, okay, I'll pitch this idea because I love Batman.
Of course.
Who doesn't love Batman? You know, and I grew up on the TV series, you know, so it's like, okay. And I think it was either Dan DiDio, I think it was Dan, that I pitched it, the idea to. It's like, you know what? This is how I get out of this, right? I'm just going to pitch this idea.
It's something they won't take.
But it's, yeah, because like Batman's 80 years old, right? And it's like, they must have done this a million times. So, okay, look, this is what I want to do. I just want to do a Batman-Joker team up where they have to fight together against a new common enemy. So I'm out. It's like, no, that's a great idea. It was Bob Harris, actually.
And he was like, I love
time.
It.
And I'm going, what? You haven't done this like a million times already? And he goes, no, we haven't.
Yeah,
it's like,
I don't think so.
I'm, in my head, I'm going, this writes itself. You know, this should have been done a million times. And it's like, no, this is great. It's like, let's do that. And it's like, oh, crap. Okay, well, I guess I'm doing Batman. It's like, which is great because I love Batman. But on the other hand, it's like, I have things to do. So back then, the original, you know, I had the story in my head, like where it starts and where it winds up. When I was talking to Bob, you know, I said, okay, this is where it's going to go. I said, well, you know, you don't have to worry about continuity, right? Just do your own standalone thing and it'll be evergreen. It can be whatever it is and just don't worry about it. I was like, oh, that's cool. And this was before Black Label.
Yeah.
Right. So this was like 7 years ago. So like, oh, that's actually very cool. Because I can do whatever I want, right? It's like, well, yeah, just don't kill people until you tell us. You know, it's like, but all right, I can say this because it's out of continuity. You know, I can do things to people.
Yeah.
And you know, like, Jim Gordon goes through some things.
Doesn't he always?
Yeah, but he goes through some things, right?
Yeah.
So he loses things, like body parts.
I like right. that. Well, I was going to say, so the first issue that I was lucky enough to read, I mean, like you said, people might be being like, well, Mark, you're just writing a comic, but you wrote and drew this comic. Yeah. So this was no joke when you're running a publisher. This is a lot of work. So what was that kind of experience like of not only getting that free reign, but also having full creative control over every aspect of making
it was, you know, I've been at this for, since 1981. That's right. So I started when I was three. Right? you know, people always say, how do you, after a certain amount of time, how do you like stay fresh, or do you even care? Do you just give up? You know, just dial it in or call it in. It was like, no, you can't. You know, you have to kind of keep yourself going creatively if you're a creative person. You know, and in this business also, it's like you want to challenge yourself. And this was the opportunity for me to challenge myself. So to try something new, which was not only writing it, but also penciling it and also inking it in a style that I hadn't really done before, which was kind of this old school heavy line work style, like old school illustrative style, like Franklin Booth type stuff. And it's like, okay, that was great. And the first issue was like, wow, that was a lot of work. And I still have six more to go.
Yeah, and it's very horror-y. So just because it's like Halloween, could you just kind of tease a little bit of that? Because the first issue really gets into it. So just before we finish, could you just kind of tease that horrible journey they're going to go on?
Yeah, it sets it all up in the first issue. And it sets up the situation where the Joker and Batman are now partners, right? And I hope it makes sense. But, you know, it does. When you see it, it's like, oh, okay, that's why Batman's agreeing to this. And it's just, you know, it gets dark, again, because it's Black Label. You can push the envelope a little bit. And there's a lot of horror elements to it, but it's also a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, it's like Joker says a lot of Joker things. And I think throughout the course of the seven issues, you know, Batman says maybe five lines of this guy. But Joker won't shut up. One of them is having the time of their life.
Yeah, we can guess which one.
Yeah. The other one's living in hell.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Really, my pleasure.
It. Such a joy. Yeah.
And that is a wrap on another episode of DC Stand'em. Keep it right here for more exclusive interviews and special surprises from the world of DC TV and movies. Make sure you're subscribing to us wherever you are listening right now. And don't forget to check out our web home of DennyGeek.com. You can find all our DC coverage. Go straight to DennyGeek.com/DC for all of that. Drop me a line on Twitter. I'm at WayOutStuff. I'll be real, folks. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on there. Like, nobody needs that aggravation right now. But what you really should do is follow at DC Stand'em on Instagram and Twitter. Give those a follow. Let us know what you want to hear about in upcoming episodes. Got any suggestions? Got any ideas? I'd love to hear them. And at DC Stand'em on Twitter and Instagram might be the best way to do it. And hey, don't forget, we also have a Marvel show. You can also listen to Marvel Stand'em wherever you're listening to this show right now. Check it out. Sometimes we do those Stand'ems live, so make sure you're following Denny Geek on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/DennyGeekTV. This has been DC Stand'em on the Denny Geek Network. Until next time, I'm Mike Cicchini, and remember, folks, we stand together.